I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Room 104 podcast with Cormac Moore and Saoirse Long.
FM 104.
So how about a €25 Just Eat voucher for yourself this evening? You don't have to worry about making food. Relax with a takeaway all on us. Come on and play Shock Jocks. It's a simple head-to-head quiz. But every question that you get wrong, we will be getting electrocuted. There is a shock collar for a big dog in here in studio, which will be strapped around our necks. That's on the way shortly. Also, what have you always wanted to ask the legend? That is Al Gibbs, the Freaks on Friday host will be on this evening. He's got brand new music out, which has just been released, and I'll be answering anything at all that you'd like to answer. That'll be a little bit after 10 o'clock this evening. And what is the strangest, weirdest, most random thing you've seen while sitting as a passenger on a plane? Is it choosing socks off with the person beside you? And like, have you ever seen a row break out around? Have you ever seen someone getting booted off the plane? Let us know. Drop us a WhatsApp. We'll talk about that a little bit. 087-6797-104.
This is Room 104 with Cormac and Saoirse.
FM 104.
All right, how's it going?
Good evening.
What's the story? How are we all doing?
We're doing great, yeah. We're
good,
doing
good,
fantastic,
good.
Yeah.
Oh, why? Why are you in such a good mood now?
Just am. Actually, I'm not. I'm very anxious. Very anxious, and I'll tell you why. Because I don't have a pen.
Oh, no.
I don't need the pen for anything. You'd swear that we're sitting here taking notes.
We are taking notes. We have to report back in after to management afterwards with a full breakdown.
Do we?
Yeah.
Haven't done that for 2 years.
Well, I've been filing these reports afterwards. The minutes of the meetings of Room 104. Every text that gets sent in, that gets in a little report. We have to send it up to management, yeah?
Dear God.
Are you
That's
stressing?
Awkward, isn't it? Yeah. But I feel like I need a pen.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, when we have a caller on and they're giving you advice about something that's absolutely ridiculous that you do not need to ever remember. You're and you start jotting it down.
Yeah, no, I always do it on the phone anyway. Do you ever just doodle while you're on the phone to someone?
I usually draw love hearts.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I love drawing love hearts.
SL loves.
Or no, I don't do SL loves. I just do a love heart.
Why?
And then I'll just shade it in, or else I'll draw a star.
Oh.
Like two triangles, yeah. I love doing that.
Weird.
I am weird.
Okay, so we're going to have to stop the show now this evening. So she gets a pen. Talk
I'm,
to
I'm looking. I'm looking around. There's a scissors. Like, how is there no pen?
I don't know.
What's the story?
Struggling this evening.
I also lose pens like there's no tomorrow. You know girls and their bobby pins?
No.
You know the pins that you have for your hair, the clips, the bobbins?
Girls have a lot of stuff for their fashion needs.
You literally buy for 115 pennies this giant thing of bobbins.
Mm.
And honest to God, after 2 weeks, they're gone. All of them are gone.
Oh, dear Lord.
I don't know where they go.
Right, okay. Well, we'll see if the show can continue with Saoirse not having a pen. It'll be dramatic, to say the least. But also, do you know what this evening is the perfect night for? I was walking a little bit earlier on, right? Walking down the shop earlier on, at about 6 or 7 maybe.
Yeah.
And it is the perfect temperature. Today is the perfect, most ideal temperature. I was like, this is amazing. If it could stay this temperature that it was this evening all year round, phenomenal.
Are you joking?
And I was even thinking, you'll know that this is the perfect night for a game of Astro, or to go for a game of ball, or for a go for a jog or a walk. It's the perfect conditions to
There's
be outside.
There's never a perfect condition
T-shirt
to go for a
and
jog.
Shorts.
Ever.
Listen, I know, maybe not a jog, but I know some people like to listen to us late at night when they're going for a walk or going for a jog. And I'm just thinking, any sort of exercise, a game of Astro with the lads on an evening like this under the lights, perfect temperature, perfect conditions, magic.
I went to get my coffee this morning. Oh, I'm still doing the coffee walks a year and a half later. But anyway, I had to wear gloves today.
Ah, would you stop?
I wore gloves.
Go home.
Get out gloves, now. And they were big furry ones that you wear on Christmas Day.
Ah, stop. Now listen, somebody turned the aircon off in here a little bit earlier on.
Thank
it came
God.
In and it smelled like fart.
Do not let the farts continue.
No,
I
no.
don't care.
Either Ben Murray was letting rip in here or Jim and Nobby. No, whatever one of the three.
You know it was Nobby.
I know, it was probably Emma Nolan. Just lifting the leg and just letting one. Emma. Although I think she's in the other studio. I don't think she's in here.
Yeah.
So it was Ben.
It wasn't Ben, no.
Jim and Nobby just letting rip.
It was definitely Nobby, yeah. Actually, maybe it was Jim.
Maybe it was Jim. Just lifting up the leg.
I don't want to know.
Anyway. Now, I'm just going to make sure that the temperature in the studio
no, please,
is nice and cold this
leave
evening.
It,
you
leave
need to get
it.
Used to this.
No,
this
no,
evening's
I'm
temperature
die.
Is perfect.
I'm going to die.
Get outside, open the window in the car, and just take it all in. Perfect temperature.
You're
this
sitting
evening.
In the one spot. It's very dangerous.
What?
I was suffering from dizzy spells last week because my low blood pressure.
Like, it's only, I think, what is it? On my phone, it says it's 12 degrees, but it's got to be colder than that.
I'm only happy if it's 18 plus.
Nah, and single digit. I'd say 9 degrees would be my ideal temperature. Oh, perfect.
Sick. Maybe you have high blood pressure.
I know, I think I do, yeah. Is that why?
Is that
a thing?
Yeah. Like, my mom is forever. It could be the coldest day ever, and she's opening all the doors and windows.
Yeah.
It's only because she's got high blood pressure.
Well, it says it's 12 right now in Dublin. It doesn't feel like 12. Anyway.
She's looking at the weather forecast for the week. That's miserable.
Yeah, next week's going to be absolutely
Jesus.
Grim. And just to add to the grimness as well, let me see.
Go on.
News this evening, which has been out all day, and even though we're bringing on Al Gibbs, we're going to get the misery out of the way now because we want to have a bit of crack with Al a little bit later on.
Yes.
Don't want him coming on in a bad mood.
No, he's never in a bad mood.
No, I know he's never in a bad mood, but he's been out of work for a couple of years because of the whole DJing situation, late night entertainment. The Taoiseach has said he cannot guarantee that the 22nd of October opening phase will proceed as planned.
Does that mean they're going to get to the 20th and say, lads, we're actually...
Surprise! Joke.
Locking down again.
We're locking down. No mention of that now. I don't think it'd get away. But anyway. That could all change tomorrow.
Are you taking from that things aren't going to open up as
well? I'm not saying anything.
Please.
I'm just saying that the news that came out today is Mihal Martin.
No.
Has come out saying that. So if you were looking forward to a nightclub on the 22nd or 23rd.
I want to go to Copper's till 6 a.m.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I'm too old for Coppers.
No, I mean, you're okay. You might be too old for Coppers on a Thursday.
When
like
it opens
Saturday.
Again. By the time it opens again. If they start pushing this back any further.
Yeah, I know. I think people lose their minds. I think people just go, oh, we're locking down. You're like, yeah, whatever. And the pubs and clubs will just ignore the government.
And we'll just have a rave.
Have a rave. Yeah. Have a golf outing. We'll have a golf, celebratory golf night in Coppers. And there'll be one party upstairs and one party downstairs and it'll all be fine.
Or we could just set up our own church.
Yeah, we go back to setting up the old church. We'll be like, this is a wedding. Everyone, wouldn't be too far from the truth. Everyone is getting married in Coppers this evening. So don't worry about it. We're all in different little areas.
Oh, God, that's depressing.
Very depressing.
Anyway,
hopefully it'll be good news. And hopefully the things will turn themselves around. There's just been a... Fingers crossed we will be back in nightclub sooner rather than later. Regardless of that, Al Gibbs has been releasing new music. And he'll be on a little bit after 10 o'clock. If you want to ask Al anything at all, if Al, is one of your DJing icons, which he should be.
He's a legend.
He's an absolute legend. F104 legend. Best show on radio. Best show on F104. He'll be on. If you've ever wanted to ask him anything at all, drop us in a WhatsApp and we'll put it to him. He's agreed to answer any of our deposition questions to him.
Can't wait.
087-679-7104 is the number you need. But Al will be on
a little bit after 10. For this.
You definitely need to capture your thoughts while grabbing a pen, right? Serge, you can go grab a pen, right? We'll get our questions or your thoughts together now for Al a little bit later on.
Brilliant.
You're listening to the Room 104 podcast with Cormac Moore and Saoirse Long.
FM 104.
Cormac and Saoirse here on Room 104. Very good evening to you. Shock Jocks is on the way at 9:40 this evening. If you would like to win yourself a €25 Just Eat voucher, get yourself a takeaway, not worry about dinner, you got to come on and play Shock Jocks. It's a simple head-to-head quiz, multiple choice answers. Every question that you get wrong, though, myself and Saoirse will get electrocuted. It is Saoirse's favourite part of the week.
I hate this part of the week. More than anything in the whole entire world.
Really? I know, yeah. I know you do. But listen, it's entertaining for you. It's incredibly painful for us. So if you want to get involved, 087-679-7104. Just include Shock Jocks, your name, your details, and we'll see if we can get you on in about 20 minutes' time. Now, Saoirse, have you been keeping up with the Little Mix Jesse Nelson scandal?
Oh my God, yeah, it's tragic.
I don't even know what's going on, but she's been accused of blackfishing and doing all that cultural appropriation, blah, 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 blah stuff in her latest video. I don't want to really talk about that, because what I do want to talk about, in fact, because I'm not too privy on the whole drama situation at the minute, what I do want to talk about is, how long is too long before you can cover a song?
As in?
Okay, this is the song she released.
Ooh, I like them tattoos and them gold teeth. Cops that make me feel like I'm a baddie.
Oh, that's your own Nicki anyway.
You bringing out of me. Baby, something bad and got me weak in the knees. Oh, that you got that boy. You know what, I like that enough. I don't know.
Skipping a bit there, lads, in fairness.
I like a bad, bad boy.
So now,
no,
if you are,
you cannot do that.
No, listen, if you are 20 years of age, listen to us right now, you'll probably have no idea what song that's sampled from, right? But
I don't know what.
Hang on, but that's obviously, you know, the original of that is
Bad Boys.
You know, I like a bad, bad boy. I like a bad boy. You can't stop me. I love bad boys for life.
So the original is obviously.
Who sings it?
Who sings the original of that song?
I have such a bad memory.
Come on. This is a hugely famous song. Listen,
I know,
it was kind
I
of kind of old.
I
and
loved
it, was
it. Nelly. No, not Nelly. P. Diddy.
P. Diddy, yeah. Jeez. I mean, same time as Nelly coming around, I suppose. Yeah. But that was released.
That
any
was on
ideas?
The Bad Boys film.
Yeah, it was
I love
on the Bad
that
Boys film, yeah.
I love that film.
And an iconic old guitar riff there as well. Like, it's class.
You know, I like a bad, bad boy.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, early noughties.
Yeah, the lyrics obviously in Jessie's one are kind of obviously different a little bit, but it's Bad Boys for Life, you know? She loves Bad Boys for Life. The end of it, the last line is...
You know, I like a bad, bad boy. I like a bad boy. You can't stop me. I love bad boys for life.
So
you
it's
can't stop
cool.
me, I got bad
and
boys.
And I think in the video for that song, P. Diddy does show up and do a cameo. So he's given his nod of approval that, yeah, it's fine, because he's probably getting...
Yeah,
with a cash offer,
which is fine.
Yeah.
He's okay with that, but
yeah.
I still think it's lazy from an artist to do that.
One of the things that annoys me the most these days is the rehashing of old movies, and
yeah.
Now we have the rehashing of old songs.
Yeah,
old Superman movies, Spider-Man movies. They're all remaking old Star Wars movies, Ghostbusters movies. They're all just remaking old shit because they're terrified of doing something new. And obviously, the same thing happens with songs, and songs are covered all. The time and redone all the time, but how long, like how soon is too soon? Like, think about that. The song was original song, P. Diddy's, was released in 2001, so that's 20 years ago. As I said, if you're 15 years of age right now, you have no idea who P. Diddy is.
Yeah,
you've never heard that song.
No.
If you're 20, you have no idea who P. Diddy is.
No.
And you've never heard that song before. But, like, is that fine? Is that an acceptable length of time?
I don't think it's ever acceptable.
No,
honest, I don't, yeah.
Ah, come on.
No, I don't.
What about you have like the Wolf Tones and also the Dubliners covering Grace?
Unless,
you know, great song.
Unless it's completely different. Unless it's turned into a dance song or something like that and it works that way. But no, if it sounds identical, it's never okay.
And I heard another one. There's somebody else, and if you know the name of the song and the artist, right, but somebody has covered Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl. They've made it kind of an electro-y, dancey kind of modern song. But when was Katy Perry out? When was that I Kissed a Girl release? Let's see.
Oh, I'd say 2006.
I Kissed a Girl was released by Katy Perry in 2008. So that's what? That's 13 years. I mean, is that all right to be remixing and redoing a song?
No.
When? I mean, how many years need to pass before you can get away with...
I think 30 plus.
Really?
Yeah. I think 20 isn't even long enough.
Don't think 20?
No, I don't.
And so many have done. I remember when Wonderwall came out, a year or two later, there was the naffest version of Wonderwall done by, I can't even remember what it was, but it was like, "You're my Wonderwall, do-do-do-do-do." Do you remember that song?
No, thank God I don't.
Yeah, it was pretty
There's
bad.
There's certain songs you can never remake, and that's one of them.
Yeah.
Wonderwall, you can't.
Oh no, it's been done several times.
You can't though, it'll never be better.
I mean, what's Ronan Keating releasing now? Doesn't he have new music out? He does.
Why,
he covered... what song did he cover? Let me see. That everyone would like to hate. Ronan Keating.
He was in a boy band. They cover everything.
Oh, I know. But when he went solo, he's covered a song.
And he didn't steal Life as a Roller Coaster now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, he covered. Oh, my God. Yeah, he covered Damien Rice as the blower's daughter. I don't even want to play this.
Play it.
I don't want to play it. What else did he do?
Oh, did Damien give him the approval?
I don't know. Well, he's definitely going to have to pay him.
Like maybe Damien's sitting there going, "What are you doing? I don't care because you're going to sound way worse than me."
You're listening to the Room 104 podcast with Cormac Moore and Saoirse Long.
FM 104.
Win yourself a €25 Just Eat voucher a little bit later on if you don't want to make yourself dinner, or you just be like, you know what, you deserve a takeaway after the hectic week you've had already. A €25 Just Eat voucher could be yours. If you want to win it, come on and play Shock Jocks. All you need to do is answer a few multiple choice questions. Just know that every single question that you get wrong, we get our heads blown off because there is a shock collar meant for a dog strapped around our throats. Now, speaking of dogs, you might have seen these pop up on your social medias. They've gone viral over the last while, but some genius has created little doggy umbrellas.
Which is such a good idea because, you know, sometimes I kind of feel bad when dogs are wearing big coats and they've got a little hood and it's hurting their ears. And, you know, my mom was a veterinary nurse for years and she was like, they don't need coats and jumpers and all this kind of stuff. This is ideal. It's not touching them, but it's keeping the rain off their back.
It's amazing. You just see this tiny little dog walking around, smiling its face,
yeah,
and an umbrella, little doggy umbrella on its back. Well, we've gotten hold of the genius behind the doggy umbrellas, and he joins us on the line now. Glenn Doyle, sir, how are you?
I'm not bad at all, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Glenn, why did you think that this was something that we needed to have in our lives? And it is, by the way.
Yeah, it's a funny old situation. Basically, what I do for a living is like I travel the world running poker tournaments, and for obvious circumstances, over the last like nearly 2 years now, we've not been able to do poker. So we kind of turned our hand to golf. A lot of the staff and the people who play with us play golf.
Yeah.
And the golf tournament started going well, so we decided we'll bring in some branded merchandise. And over the course of a conversation one day with our umbrella supplier, we supply branded golf umbrellas. They said, hey, look, do you want to have a look at these items and see, you know, what the situation is after a conversation arose speaking about, you know, the amount of rainfall we get at home in Ireland?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, look, let's give it a bash. I love them personally. So I done a little bit of research, had a look around, like, you know, the pet shops around Ireland and stuff, and seen that, wow, nobody is selling these. I thought, that has to be a niche in the market, you know. There's people out there that will definitely use these things. So we decided to do a little trial run and we took over 50 of them and they virtually sold out in no time.
No way.
Then a journalist contacted me saying like they're the best thing she'd ever seen, you know, and she'd love to do an article about them. And ever since the article went live, like my phone, I've never needed to charge my phone twice in a day, you know, and now it's happening with like messages, phone calls, emails. It's been absolutely insane. It's been amazing, you know.
We're going to see you on like the Irish version of Dragon's Den in a few years going, entrepreneur made his millions from dog umbrellas. Just sitting there, we're going, it's a no from me.
But Glenn, do you know what I love about this? Like, obviously for the dog isn't going to get wet, but it's also not getting irritated by having this thing on its back, you know, that kind of way. But for the owner, it's no smell. Because, you know, they roll around in the wet and the rain and they're disgusting. They come back in, you have to wash them. You don't have to do anything.
Exactly, yeah. Like, there's a huge amount of positives we feel in them. One is obviously the fact that they're transparent.
Right,
you can see what your dog is doing at all times. If, you know, they were a black or, you know, a dark-coloured umbrella, you wouldn't be able to see your dog eating stuff and the like.
No.
So the fact that they're transparent is huge. Then second of all, like, it's one item. So you don't have to go attaching it to your dog's lead and stuff. It comes as all in one unit. And it's, you know, it's as easy as a human umbrella to use. So if it wasn't raining one day, you know, you didn't need to bring a normal lead and then the pet umbrella lead out, which at the same time, you can just put the canopy down and away you go.
Now, can I just ask, what's the feedback like from the dog?
It depends. It's the same, like myself and my girlfriend have a little chihuahua and she doesn't really like wearing the jackets or anything.
Right.
So when she has the umbrella on, I think she gets a small bit of a shock for the first, you know, couple of seconds that she's wearing it. But after that, it's away we go, because the dog can still turn around. It's as free as it normally would be and still see you, the owner, through the umbrella. You know, if the dog couldn't see it,
you'd be panicking
that,
then. Yeah.
Yeah. Where's he gone kind of thing, you know, but with the dog being able to see you still at all times, it's a, the feeling of comfort for the dog still remains there, you know.
And I tell you, is this just kind of for maybe walking the dog? Because obviously he wouldn't leave this on when he's out the back garden going around the
place.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, they're extremely light, but obviously they're going to be used for predominantly smaller pets.
Yeah, yeah.
They fit on some bigger dogs, but they're mainly a smaller thing. But the dog still wouldn't like carrying around. It's not like, it's a lead. So it has to go on to a collar or a harness of your dog.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'd never really leave the lead, you'd never leave the lead.
Your
dog when it's, you know, doing its own stuff or whatever.
Can I ask you then about the poker tournaments?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
That's obviously really interesting that you kind of get to travel the world putting these on. And I mean, I don't know if you've seen, what was that recent movie about, based on a true story with the red-haired actress?
The Card Counter, was that one?
No.
Or Molly's Game.
Molly's Game.
That was one. Brilliant film.
Brilliant movie. I'm just imagining you in similar situations now, Glenn, in a sexy dress, putting on these high-class games up in hotels. But how did you get into running poker tournaments around the world?
Basically, when we were younger and still in school, one of my friends, unfortunately at a young age, lived with his mom and she passed away. So he lived at home, you know, at a young age all alone. It just wasn't a nice experience. So as friends, we all used to meet in his house and we started playing, you know, some small games of cards between friends, and it was a win-win for everybody. You know, he got company, all had a bit of fun. And I won it a couple of times, so I started saying, oh, you know, winning these, I thought was like, oh, I'm going to be a professional poker player. And I started playing in my local pub then, and I won that a couple of times. The guy who organised the game in the pub, he offered to show me how to start dealing poker. So I done that, and then, like, when I, you know, try do something, I always want to give it, like, 110%, you know, it takes all my focus. So I just started learning the different ins and outs in the industry, you know, kind of met the right people and stuff and worked super hard. Like, we've got a rule book, and I think for every single day for 6 months I read the rules, like, so I just had them ingrained in my head. And, you know, so it then moved on that it's very much like a word-of-mouth industry in relation to the staffing side of it.
Yeah.
So meeting the right people just led on to further things. And also, like, I'm currently on the phone to you guys. I'm over in Norway, actually, at a large event over here. So nice timing for that.
Very nice timing for that, yeah. So you're busy.
Busy. We're starting our first tournament back in Ireland, actually. Day the restrictions end on the 22nd. And
I don't want to put a downer on you. Let me get the press release out here now.
It's not guaranteed, but sure, look.
Fingers crossed. I hope it is.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
Yeah, they're just kind of worried now. They're shitting the bed a little bit at the moment with the figures with the way they are. But listen, as is, it is going ahead, and fingers crossed it will. But you've had a fantastically interesting life, and so you seem to be able to put your hand to Anton, and you wound up in Norway doing poker. Like, have you ever been involved in what are the biggest games that you've organized? Because you see some of the poker tournaments on TV, and it's like there's $1 million on the table kind of job, and it's like, what in the name of God? Like, but I mean, are they that big, or are they more kind of, as you said, hotel, pub kind of level?
No, the ones I do, like, they range anywhere from maybe €100 to €1 million to pay into the tournament.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, exactly.
So this is serious.
Whoa, hang on a second now. Say that again. £1 million to pay to play your game of poker.
Yeah, we had a tournament there recently enough, and I think it was London, and there was like 60 people all put up £1 million each. It was actually £1,050,000, and all the 50,000 went to charity, which was awesome. So that's one of them that I'd be working at.
Are you saying the pot then is 60 million?
Exactly, yeah.
That's insane!
What?
For poker?
We kind of have a joke. Yeah, like, at the end of the day, you know, people are paying in, like, you know, price of a couple of houses in Dublin, and you know, at the end of it, we might give them more houses. It's a different kind of world. It's not all as glorious as it seems, of course, but it's a cool environment to be in. You know,
how I'm just obviously these are super rich, probably close to billionaire types of people that you're going to be working with. I say, are those kind of games behind closed doors in that it's not, the people don't want to be too public about it?
Yeah, most of them would be advertised. Like, if you've got the money, you're probably already in the circle for them kind of game,
right,
you know?
Yeah. Mm.
But there's a lot of other types of, like, tournaments where they call them satellites, where you can buy in for a small amount. You don't win cash. You might just win a ticket into that tournament, you know? So it's like kind of smaller steps to get into the bigger games and stuff. And that's kind of the way it is, the whole trip.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's a different level, isn't it, altogether?
Just a bit, yeah.
Yeah, they're all on YouTube, actually, all them now. They've started, it's called, I can't remember the name, Triton is the name of that one. But we do, with a number of different companies, the different size buy-ins and such, and travelling to all different places for them.
I can't get over that.
No.
When I thought you were going to say first $1 million, like, was the prize fund. I was like, wow. And I'm just off the wrong end of the scale, Saoirse. My God, that's insane.
Yeah.
What are you doing with dog umbrellas?
He was bored.
There was a small part of that, all right. There was the aspect of, well, look, you know, there's no live poker on the scale that I kind of do it for. It turned out to be nearly 2 years. So when we just, one thing just led to another. Like, I love golf. So playing the golf, and then side and right, you know, everybody loves golf, that it'd be in the, not everybody, of course, but a lot of people in the industry. So it was one of, I think golf and tennis may have been the only sports.
Yeah, they were allowed to do early enough, yeah.
Yeah, so we decided, look, we'll do these for the crack. We'll give a different aspect, keep the poker community kind of together and stuff. And then one thing led to another. We says, oh, okay, look, it's going well. Let's get some merchandise. We can sell umbrellas, you know, at a cheaper price than in the shops and stuff. And then,
as it always is, one thing led to another, and then there's dog umbrellas, and there's people paying $1 million into a poker tournament, and it's just, lad.
But how much are we paying for these dog umbrellas?
We're doing a special offer on them at the moment due
only
to all like the media interest and stuff. Yeah, well, I'll give you two for $1 million.
Basically, bargain.
We're doing them for €10 for one, €19 for two, and €25 for three. Most people, we've had a lot of feedback that's actually been quite interesting, where people have been saying, you know, for the real dog lovers and the dog enthusiasts, they've said that every year they buy a new jacket or a new collar or something for the dog, and it's like it's the same kind of item you're buying over. And then once these have been, you know, kind of went viral now, it's like, wow, I've got something new to buy my dog. And you know yourself, if you've got a dog, you'll bring it on a walk, you'll meet other dog owners. And it's the same thing as like how my life went. One thing just leads to another. So you've got one person walking it, other people seeing it, like, whoa, that's cool.
Certain dogs are jealous.
There you go, it's fashion. It's keeping up with the Joneses dog.
Yeah, exactly.
But listen,
and the fact that like nobody has ever really seen them in Ireland as well is like the non-dog people think they're like a joke item, and obviously, but they're a fully functional item, you know? They're not like you buy it once, you walk down the road, load and you just throw it in the bin.
Well, then like make a good Christmas present, because I mean, come January, it's probably going to be raining constantly anyway.
Well, come next week, we've just seen by the weather forecast, it'll be raining now until probably 2028 by the looks of things. Well, listen, Glenn, I think we should put in the calendar just to ring Glenn in a year, just to see what he's up to then.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to see what other things you kind of come across and wind up doing and getting involved in. But is there a website for people to check out, or Instagram for the pet umbrellas?
Yeah, so at the moment, just due to being away and stuff, I've not been able to put a huge amount of time into building the website, but everybody can contact us through the Instagram page directly, and that's pet_umbrellas_Ireland, or they can contact us through like our golf merchandise kind of page called The Green Felts, and then our email for that is glenn@thegreenfelts.com. So we're taking all the orders through the Instagram directly, predominantly.
Perfect. Well, listen, it's pet_umbrellas_Ireland if you want to go have a look and check it out. And then if you have a spare million lying around in the back garden, you can also get in touch with Glenn about those high stakes poker games as well. But listen, Glenn Doyle, thanks a million for popping on. Very best of luck with everything, and we'll chat to you soon.
Guys, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it. Stay safe.
No worries. Thanks very much at all. Listen, if you've ever been affected by gambling, remember to gamble responsibly. You can visit gambleaware.ie. €25 Just Eat vouchers up for grabs next as well. First, though, Tom Grennan, a little bit of love at F104.
You're listening to the Room 104 podcast with Cormac Moore and Saoirse Long.
FM 104.
All right. It is Cormac and Saoirse here on Room 104, but now it's time for this.
Room 104's Shock Jocks.
It's a simple head-to-head quiz, but every question our caller gets wrong, we will get electrocuted. I'm up first. I have a shock collar that's meant for a dog strapped around my neck. Well, I'll strap around now in a second. Oh, yeah.
I was wondering. I was like, you haven't strapped anything around your neck right now.
Listen, there's a €25 Just Eat voucher on the line, and all you've got to do is get the most amount of questions right this evening out of our two contestants. Our first contestant joining us this evening, Amy. How are you?
Hi,
Amy, how are you? I'm looking for my questions here because I'm thinking, I hope I printed, I did print out two.
Oh,
how are you with quizzes, Amy?
Okay.
She's okay.
Amy, what do you do for a living, do you mind us asking?
I'm a homemaker.
Homemaker.
Love it.
You have to know a lot of things to be a homemaker successfully.
Of course you do, yeah.
All right, okay.
Now, I'm not going to lie, these questions are strange. These questions don't really make any sense, but... There's three possible answers. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Amy, I'm going to put the shock collar around my neck now and we'll crack on.
I better mark the ones now because...
I never remember. Okay, here we go now. So make sure this is all above board.
Okay. You'll probably hear a click into place. Yes, there we go.
Oh.
Now don't forget now, I need...
You need the remote.
The old remote control.
Ah.
There we go.
Stop.
Okay. And make sure this is actually on one.
Hey.
It was left on 10.
Oh, was it? Bring that back down now.
Hang just letting you know.
Hey.
Would have been painful enough.
Hey. Don't be getting any ideas now, Saoirse.
No ideas.
Okay. Amy, right, listen, are you good to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Very best of luck. Just know that every single question you get wrong, I'm going to get electrocuted. All right, so no pressure. Here is question one. What is the chemical symbol for silver? What is the chemical symbol for silver? Is it AH, AG, or AC?
AG.
Boom, correct and right.
Fine.
Yes.
Well done, Amy. Well done.
Genius. Genius level, Amy. AG. One. Okay. Good start. Here we go. Question two. What is the name of the biggest technology company in South Korea? What is it? I'll give you a couple options there before you answer. What is the name of the biggest tech company in South Korea? Is it Samsung, Nikon, or Apple?
Nikon.
Is it Nikon?
Awesome.
It's actually Samsung.
Samsung.
Yeah. Nikon, I was just, that came into my head randomly.
Just out of nowhere.
Whipped that down on the page.
Boom.
Couldn't think of the third one, and Apple was a very poor choice.
Yeah, it was. All right, listen, tricky one. Tricky two so far, in fairness. Here's question three, Amy. Who was the lead actress in the film Juno? Was it Ellen B. Bialystock, Ellen Page, Ellen Hart? Is that the one that Travolta couldn't pronounce properly at the awards, or am I getting confused with someone else? You're saying Ellen Page, Amy?
I think so.
Okay,
Ellen
Juno,
Page.
Ellen Page.
Do you know this?
No.
Have you watched Juno?
I've seen it years ago when it first came out.
I watched it too. You obviously didn't watch it, did you?
No.
She's correct. She's correct, right. It is Ellen Page, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, here we go. Question four, Amy. What is the average surface temperature on Venus? Not something you probably would know on a general kind of thing. I personally wouldn't know. I have no need to know it. But what is the average temperature, surface temperature, on Venus? Is it 450 degrees Celsius, 460 degrees Celsius, or 470 degrees Celsius? Amy, very best of luck with that guess, because I have no idea. You're just going with what?
A.
She's just going with A. And is A the correct answer? No, A is not the correct answer. That's 460. Whoa. You okay?
No.
That was only on four.
Okay, that was sore.
It's okay, Amy. You're actually doing pretty well.
These questions are ridiculous, to be honest with you.
Thank you.
Amy, question five. Future Nostalgia, containing the single Don't Start Now, is the second studio album from which English singer? Harry Styles, Dua Lipa, Ellie Goulding.
Ellie Goulding.
She's going with Ellie Goulding. She's going number three. You know the answer to this. You know that's not correct.
I love Dua Lipa.
I love it. It's Dua Lipa, yeah. Don't worry, you're actually playing this game the right way, Amy, by getting more of them wrong.
Deep breaths,
everyone. I wish
everyone.
I could see him getting shocked.
Oh, believe me.
That's premium content on my OnlyFans, all right? You'll have to...
It's the most satisfying thing you could ever see.
Right. What is... Question six, Amy. What is Sir Alex Ferguson's middle name? Is it Frederick, Chapman, or Theodore?
Frederick.
She seems Frederick, confident.
She seems confident with Frederick. Is Frederick the right answer?
Oh! No, it's not. No, it's not.
Whew. You okay?
Nope.
The answer is Chapman, actually.
Alex Chapman there Ferguson.
Never even heard of that as a name, but sure, there you go.
All right, question seven, into the final home stretch. How many sunflowers were there in Van Gogh's? How many sunflowers were there in Van Gogh's third version of the painting Sunflower?
That's famous.
Yeah, if you're a big art connoisseur. Was it 11, 12 or 13, Amy?
12.
She's going to go with 12.
She's going with 12.
Is that correct and right?
Now, I obviously just had to double check that.
Oh, come
now.
On there. Yeah, don't be prepared for the quiz now. It's fine. Well, Amy, I'll wait here with the thing around my neck, about to die. She said 12. Is 12 correct and right?
Wait now.
Well, hang on. If you're not ready, I have to give her the points. If there's a technical error, I have to give her the points now. Hang on.
Oh,
you should have been prepared.
I forgot to mark them off and I have really bad memory. I can't remember.
What was it?
It's either 11 or 12 and I can't think of what it is.
Well, then you have to give it 12.
Fine.
Ding, ding, ding.
Fine, Amy.
Boom.
Just because poor memory has failed me.
Poor preparation has failed you today now, Saoirse. Amy, good one. We'll take that one in the bag. Question eight. What is the real name of the vixen on the TV show The Chase?
God, I love that show.
Who's the vixen? One of the chaser peoples?
Yeah.
Okay. Vixen. Is it A, Jenny Adams, B, Jenny Ryan, C, Jenny Rhode?
Jenny Adams.
She's going with Jenny. Do you watch The Chase, Amy?
I do and I don't. I don't know.
It's brilliant, isn't it? I love it. Is it Jenny Adams? Oh dear, it's Jenny Ryan.
Jenny Ryan, is it? Fair play to her.
There she is now. Are you able for this now?
Last two. Okay, let's put in a big effort. I am sobbing. I am dead.
I'm just wondering, are you going to be dead?
I'm going to be absolutely heartbroken very soon. Okay, question nine. How many pounds are in a stone? 14, 15 or 16?
14.
Boom, correct and right.
Okay, fine. Yeah, grand.
And question 10, Amy. This is going to be the most powerful shock of the night if I get it in the neck, just so you know.
Okay.
BET cells are found in which part of the body? What?
BETZ?
Yeah.
Is this the thing now? You sure you're not making these things
up? No. I've heard of this.
BETS cells.
I have heard of this.
BETZ cells. Yeah. BETS cells are found in which part of the body?
There's loads of doctors and nurses listening, screaming the answer at you now.
Is it your tongue, the brain, or the breast?
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Amy, curse away. It's fine.
It's 5 to 10. Kids are in bed. It's fine.
What are the options again?
Your tongue, your brain, your breast.
Laughing.
She's going to go with breast.
She's going with your breast.
Is that now, correct and right?
Just remember, I made two of these up off the absolute top of my tongue. Hence why I put tongue in there. So it's not tongue.
So we're left with 50-50 brain or breast.
We also made another one of these up.
Well, we know you did. Is she correct and right?
No!
Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Oh!
Sorry, Amy. It was brain. Brain. I actually just made breast up out of nowhere.
Back to watching
Grey's. There we go. Grey's Anatomy. Yeah, I've never watched it.
So okay? It's in your brain?
It's in your brain.
Okay, how many did you get right, Amy? You got one, you got two, three, four.
You got one fault. Now, in fairness, one, two, three,
four.
One of them, now we don't
know. She got four. Fecklin from PwC, our adjudicator in this evening, overseeing Shock Jocks, has confirmed four. Amy, it's not the worst score, don't worry, and it still could win it. So, depending on how Saoirse's contestant gets on, you could be winning that €25 voucher. But cheers for coming on, we'll be in touch.
No problem.
Take
Thanks,
it easy.
Thanks, Amy.
Bye.
I think we should play with you again with the collar and neck. I'll read your questions out and see if anyone...
No.
Why?
No. Because this show is a show of equal opportunities and we don't want to have too much male or gender imbalance with only men getting to play Shock Jocks. So that is why, Saoirse, the shock collar is around you.
What do you mean?
Because then, you know, people, you have to have your fair representation with a shock collar around your neck. It's only fair. Equality, Saoirse. It's what you wanted. It's what you marched for. It's what you voted for.
I literally said
you
the
voted
opposite.
For, you voted for...
I want to be looked after, remember?
You voted for higher insurance premiums and shock collars around your neck on F104
okay,
over Friday
fine.
Night.
It's on the neck. We're ready to go.
Is it working?
Yes, I can feel it.
All right, okay. Listen, we'll take a quick break. Contestant 2 is coming up shortly now in a second. Sarah will be on to play. If you can get better than 4 out of 10, she'll be taking home that €25 Just Eat voucher that's on the way next.
You're listening to the Room 104 podcast with Cormac Moore and Saoirse Long.
FM 104.
It's a simple head-to-head quiz, multiple choice answers, but every question our contestant gets wrong. This time, Saoirse is going to get electrocuted. She has a shock collar for a dog strapped around her neck. I have the remote in my hand, and every question her caller gets wrong, she'll be electrocuted. Playing with Saoirse this evening. Sarah, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Sarah, please beat more than 4.
I'll try. I'll do my best.
10 would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
10 would be great. What do you do for a living, Sarah?
I am a barmaid.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Oh, I'd say you're flat out busy now.
I can imagine.
Yeah, well, kind of. I'm in a golf club, so...
Oh, okay.
Not too bad.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Not too bad at all.
Do you get decent tips off golfers?
I'd say you do.
No.
No!
No!
They're full of money.
No. They all pay with their club card, you see, so they don't really bring cash with them.
See, that's a problem nowadays, isn't it?
Weird. Yeah. Do you have a thing where they lodge money onto this club card thing and then...
Yeah, and then they just have that with them, so they...
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.